News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Seven on News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. Now, the former Irish football international and psychotherapist Richie Sadler is launching Ireland's first online sexual health educational course for teenagers in partnership with Elaine Burns, doctoral researcher at the School of Psychology, NUI Galway. The course will focus on consent, relationships, porn, safer sex and the impact of alcohol on sexual behaviour. Richie Sadler joins us on the line now. Richie, how did this course come about?
Good morning, Shane. How are you doing? The course came about because myself and Elaine, as you mentioned there, we were delivering a six-week module in sexual health in a school for a couple of years, a few years ago. And every time I spoke about it in the media or on the podcasts or wrote about it in the newspaper, we were flooded with requests from schools, from GA clubs, from youth sports clubs to come out and to speak to the youngsters there. And myself and Elaine simply couldn't do that. There was only two of us. She's based in Galway. I'm up in Dublin. So we come up with this idea of doing an online course. And as you said, it's the first of its kind. And we think the format is ideal because it's accessible to everyone. You're not restricted to the particular ethos of your school or your location. And it does help everyone actually overcome, though, the invisible but significant barriers that some people have around the embarrassment or the awkwardness that some teens and some adults, some parents as well, have in broaching some of these topics.
Does the online aspect of it, does that get around that kind of slightly, I know we shouldn't cringe about it, but it is kind of cringy, let's be honest about it.
Yeah, to be honest, I think most people are on board with the need to support youngsters in an area like this, but we're uncertain how to broach them. And exactly as you're mentioning there, how do you start conversations? What phrases do you use? What age is the right age? How do I know my kid is ready to hear what I want them to learn? So this is a kind of specific resource that adults and parents can direct youngsters towards. And I think significantly as well, which is really helpful, that they make themselves available to continue the conversations that may begin as a result of taking this course. That was one of the big feedbacks we got in the school, was that it facilitated conversations at home that simply wouldn't have begun or wouldn't have happened otherwise.
I'm looking at some of the issues that you focus on. I mentioned them already: consent, relationships, porn, safer sex, the impact of alcohol and sexual behaviour, all really important issues. Porn, I imagine, is a huge one.
It's huge. And I think anyone who works with young people in a role where young people speak openly to them, not all parents, not all teachers will be aware of the online behaviour of the youngsters in their lives. And when it comes to online porn, the difference between an adult and a young adolescent, adults can look at porn and they have their own real life experiences to compare. So they can have some kind of sense of what's really unrealistic, what's unhealthy, what's pure fantasy, and in some cases, what's damaging, what's illegal, what's just downright dangerous behaviour. Youngsters don't have that capacity. So they're looking at porn thinking, well, this is where I'm learning about sex. I see women really love it when men do this to them. And I see men really get really good responses when they behave in that way. So they're taking on board, in some cases, like ludicrous messages from the online porn industry. So rather than just sit back and allow the online porn industry to be young people's main educator in this area, I think something like this is really, really needed.
It is absolutely needed. Do you see this working kind of in tandem with the stuff that schools are doing? How do you see it interacting with that? Could this be part of the school program?
Absolutely, yeah. I think our hope actually is that there'll be a big take-up in schools, that there'll be, in addition to all the online learning that the students will have, there'll be additional peer-to-peer learning and conversations after each module in classrooms. And as well, because of the format, like it's self-paced, so you can go back over topics if you want to reinforce what you've learned or get more of an understanding. Teenagers can pop in and out of it and cover topics in bite-sized chunks, which is how a lot of them kind of consume their information and the media these days. Like obviously going online is very much a part of their daily lives. It's where they get their information. Sure. So again, this is I think a format that is ideally suited for them.
Yeah, good stuff. A final question, if people want to find out more about this, where can they check it out?
It's available online now. Just go to olivegroup.io/share. If you want more info, just email us at share@olivegroup.io.
Okay, good stuff, good work. Richie Sadler, a former Irish football international psychotherapist, in tandem there with Elaine Burns of NUI Galway. Thank you indeed for talking to us this morning.